Hello, and welcome to Seikahan. Today, Japan and, reportedly, the United States stepped into the market to prop up the yen and will sort out what intervention can actually do and what it cannot. On July 30th, 2026, in New York trading, Japan's government intervened in the currency market, selling dollars, buying yen. The yen, which had weakened to the upper 162s per dollar, jumped to 157.98, a move of more than 3%. The timing was extraordinary. The Bank of Japan was in the middle of its two-day policy meeting, and the intervention came before its decision was announced. Then, the bigger surprise. The next day, the U.S. Treasury reportedly intervened as well, selling euros to buy yen through the New York Fed. The last time Washington bought yen was 1998, 28 years ago. And Japan reportedly intervened again on the 31st, 2 days in a row. The question everyone asks is simple. Will this stop the yen's slide? To answer it properly, we need three questions. First, what can currency intervention actually do, and what can it not do? Second, why would the United States, the loudest champion of free markets, step in to buy yen? And third, intervention buys time. What gets done with that time? Let's start with the sequence of events. This didn't come out of nowhere. Here is the sequence. In June, the Bank of Japan raised its policy rate to around 1%, the highest since 1995. On July 27th, the ruling party settled on a plan to cut the consumption tax on food from 8% to 1% for 2 years. On the 30th, Prime Minister Takaichi announced the tax cut. The Bank of Japan's meeting began the same day, and that night, in New York, the yen intervention hit. On the 31st, the U.S. intervention was reported. The Bank of Japan held rates steady, and Japan reportedly bought yen again. The official intervention figures will be published at the end of August. Now, why would a food tax cut matter to the yen, one step at a time? A tax cut means less revenue for the government. The gap, markets suspect, gets filled with more government debt. And a currency, backed by shakier public finances, is a currency people sell. So in market eyes, the tax cut announcement was fuel for a weaker yen. Which means within 2 days, Japan lined up a tax cut that weakens the yen, an intervention that props it up, and a decision not to raise rates. Three policies, pulling in different directions. A quick primer on how this tool works, because it surprises people. The power to intervene belongs not to the central bank, but to Japan's finance minister. The Bank of Japan just executes the trades as the government's agent. To buy yen, the government sells dollars from its foreign reserves, the war chest it has accumulated over decades. And that is the catch. Unlike selling your own currency, which you can print, buying it is capped by the foreign currency you hold. This is a fight with a ceiling. The warnings escalate in stages. Officials talk the market down. Then comes the rate check. The authorities calling banks to ask for current quotes, widely read as a final warning. And then, actual trades. One more nuance. Officially, the authorities never defend a specific exchange rate level. They target excessive, one-way speculative moves. Because the moment you name a line in the sand, the market will come and test it. How big is this round? Compare it with history. Japan resumed yen buying in 2022 after a 24-year gap, spending about 9.2 trillion yen. In 2024, 9.8 trillion in the spring, 5.5 trillion in the summer. And this spring, 2026, the largest campaign ever. Over 11.7 trillion yen. This round, July 30th, is estimated by the market at 6 to 9.6 trillion yen. The official number comes at the end of August, but another record-class operation may just have happened. Now, that 28 years number, it needs unpacking. The last time the U.S. joined a yen operation was 2011, after the Tohoku earthquake, but that was to weaken a surging yen, the opposite direction. For a joint operation to support the yen, you go back to June 1998 in the middle of the Asian financial crisis. Two caveats, though. The reported U.S. trade sold euros, not dollars, a different shape from 1998. And the U.S. action is based on press reports. Neither the Treasury nor the New York Fed has confirmed it. So, throughout this video, it stays reportedly. Now, how Reddit reacted, specifically r/WallStreetBets, where American retail traders gather. The loudest note, irony, aimed at a free market superpower stepping into the market. Ah, yes, the free market, truly splendid capitalism. Capitalism for the masses, bailouts for the connected. Who exactly is being rescued here? That cynical question set the thread's tone. But between the jokes, someone asked the obvious question, why would the U.S. even move? And someone answered it well. Japan defends the yen by selling the U.S. Treasury bonds it holds, and it holds a lot. Selling treasuries pushes U.S. yields up. So the U.S. waves the intervention stick to scare off the yen shorts and protect the cost of servicing its own debt. Keep that comment in mind. It points straight at the analysis coming up. And then there were the casualties. My whole investment strategy is built around the yen carry trade. How am I supposed to make money now? The carry trade. Borrow cheap yen, invested in higher yielding currencies. It prints money until the yen strengthens. The reply he got, buy yen and get your salary paid in yen too. And one trader with a long memory. Why does yen intervention news always land in early August? Remember the 2024 unwind? In August 2024, an unwinding of the yen carry trade helped trigger a global stock plunge. For traders, that scar is still fresh. Now the analysis. Question 1. What can intervention do? What it can change is the speed of the slide. When speculative selling piles up and the rate runs one way, a wall of official money forcing the other direction has real effect. And since a fast slide hits households directly through import prices, slowing it down has genuine policy value. But the limit is just as clear. This spring's record 11.7 trillion yen, and within 3 months, the yen was weaker than before the intervention. Because the fundamentals, the interest rate gap between Japan and the U.S. and confidence in Japan's public finances are things intervention cannot touch. Intervention is not a cure for the yen's weakness. It slows the bleeding and buys time. Hold on to that frame. It is the foundation of everything that follows. Next, the timing. Markets normally wait to see whether the Bank of Japan raises rates, then pick a direction for the yen. Moving before that decision was announced, while the meeting was still in session, is hard to read as routine firefighting. The timing itself was a message. And remember the overlap. Intervention Day was the very day the Prime Minister announced the food tax cut. As we saw earlier, markets read that tax cut as fuel for a weaker yen. So one reading, the intervention was a signal, the tax cut will proceed, but a runaway yen will not be tolerated. To be fair, the tax cut has its own logic. Food prices keep rising, real wages have stagnated, and the cut is designed as a 2-year temporary measure. But the combination is awkward, loosening the purse strings with one hand while spending foreign reserves to prop up the currency with the other. Markets will keep questioning that consistency. Question 2. Why would Washington join? Less to help Japan, analysts suspect, than to serve its own interests. Several motives are plausible. First, an excessively strong dollar hurts American exporters and manufacturers, undercutting the very industries tariffs are meant to protect. Second, if the yen keeps sliding, South Korea, Taiwan, and others may let their own currencies slide too, an Asian devaluation race no one wants. Third, exactly what that Reddit comment said. A long Japanese defense of the yen means sustained selling of U.S. treasuries. Show solidarity early, and you cut that pressure off cheaply. And the euro selling shape fits. It supports the yen without directly devaluing the dollar. All of this is informed speculation, none of it confirmed. But here is what actually matters for markets. A new assumption now exists. Keep selling the yen, and it may not be just Japan that moves. That changed assumption, more than any single trade, is the substance of this warning. So where is the actual exit? Not an intervention. The exit runs through the fundamentals. Further Bank of Japan rate hikes, U.S. rate cuts, cheaper oil, and credibility in Japan's fiscal management. Then why not just raise rates faster? Because hikes have their own victims. Rate rises hit mortgage holders and heavily indebted small businesses, concentrated pain for specific people. A weak yen spreads its pain thinly across every household through import prices. Fail by moving too early, or fail by moving too late. Which risk weighs more depends on where you sit. At this very meeting, one board member dissented, demanding a hike now. The experts are genuinely split. Which brings us to question three, what gets done with the time? 2 days of Japanese buying, plus reported American support, add up to a warning a full grade stronger than Japan acting alone. But Japan skipped the rate hike, and the conditions supporting a strong dollar remain in place in the U.S. So this was not a policy that turned the tide. It was a policy that said, no runaway, one-way yen slide, and bought time. The question is what that time gets spent on. Will the rate gap narrow? Will fiscal credibility firm up, starting with how that tax cut is funded? That is the one thing markets will come back to check. Time to wrap up. 2 days of yen buying, with Washington reportedly joining for the first time in 28 years, was a forceful warning. No runaway yen slide will be tolerated. But intervention is not a cure. What it buys is time. And the next question belongs to the fundamentals. Inside that bought time, will the rate gap and fiscal credibility actually move? That is the one thing markets will come back to check. Next time you see a yen headline, try asking, is this about the speed of the move or about the conditions underneath it? The next milestone is the end of August, when Japan's finance ministry publishes the official intervention figures. The data and the original article are linked in the description. If this video was useful, a like and a subscribe help the channel a great deal. Thank you for watching.